This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest. He's been on the show many a times. We're talking about Premier Biomedical, Inc., ticker symbol is BIEI. They trade on the OTCQB. And with us today is William Hartman. He's the CEO of that company. William, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Everett. I appreciate, as always, I appreciate the opportunity to be with you and your listeners.
I understand today we're going to go over a multi-point plan to improve the stock and give the listeners a little bit of update of what's going on behind the scenes and what's the future. So with no further ado, go ahead and give us that plan.
Thank you, Everett. Just a very brief review. We started as an R&D company with no revenue, and we had very, very promising cancer developments where we outperformed chemo and the leading anti-cancer drugs, but simply stated we just didn't have the money to complete it, so we put it on the shelf until we can find a partner. In the interim, we've decided to go into a technology product area where it was revenue producing, where our technology could bring to bear a superior product. And we've done that with CBD pain relief products. We've had a problem up to this date in terms of getting volume production because everything we had made prior was a hand-built sample. And we started the pain business, by the way, February 1st. A volume production of the pain patch was finally received last week, and people would say, yeah, but you said that a month or two ago. Yes, we resolved the source, but all of the production issues in terms of supply and tooling, et cetera, had to be resolved, and that was finally resolved last week, and now I have thousands and thousands on hand. All actions start with product availability. Our new 150-milligram oil-based roll-on, the most in the industry, might I add, this product was also available in bulk about 2 weeks ago, and our new 120-milligram water-based roll-on was just available last week. So we do have products available right now. We've designed a new 120-milligram CBD spray bottle, and we had to calculate the appropriate amount of CBD and the concentration and the strength and the sourcing, et cetera. And that costing was just completed last week. And we're very satisfied with that. And we expect to have that product in production soon. Several other new product designs have been completed and requests for quotation have been submitted and are in process. Now, on the business side, and that's very important, obviously, we signed a contract with a reputable agent to actively seek a partner for the Biologics Division Cancer Project. We were trying to do that on our own, but we decided we needed help. We held direct talks with several potential partners, pharmaceutical firms, and seeds were planted, and now we have to wait for the potential harvest. Our S-1, and there are those, your listeners, and also our recipients of our CEO letter update every quarter have indicated interest about our S-1. And this was filed about almost a month ago, but more questions from the SEC will delay receipt of additional financing until probably late in October. Revenues from the sale of pain products will sustain us until additional financing is available via the S-1. Now, sales and marketing. Big, big issue for a new company with the new products on the market. New agents and distributors have been added in several states. We've also shipped quantities to France, to Australia, to Mexico, Canada, obviously. But we're still looking for a reliable agent in Canada because there's just an inordinate amount of time at the customs area just to clear normal shipping. There's no problem with the shipping. It's just it takes time. to ship product by package to Canada. So we're looking for a reliable distributor in Canada. We completed a new trifold brochure designed to solicit potential new direct distributors and agents. And that's very important because they have to have a tool. And we've now just completed that tool as of this weekend. We're working with a very large sports figure, very large, to become a spokesman for our pain products and to provide access to the college and professional sports world. We don't have him completely signed up. He's verbally given that, but we haven't signed the contract, and I'm not going to start dropping names until it happens. We sent letters to the governors and attorney generals of Ohio, Pennsylvania, Michigan, etc., who are actively preparing lawsuits against big pharma corporations involved in the manufacture and distribution of opioid pain medications. We've also sent letters to the Trump administration, specifically to the New Jersey governor, I'll spare his name, but everyone knows who that is, citing our products as an all-natural alternative to opioid pain medications. How about stock price support? We renewed a monthly contract with our social media support group. We think they've been doing a pretty fair job, so we want to keep that going. We signed a contract with a major stock support group out of Dallas. They just started last week, and we expect good things to come from that. We signed a contract just last week with a group out of New York City called New to the Street. This contract involves 6 filmed sessions that will be provided to Fox Business, Forbes, et cetera, and we think something good is going to come out of that. In fact, very good. It was a very expensive contract, might I add. Press releases are issued when we have real news, not fake news. And I know some people are saying, you haven't issued anything for a while. Well, we've been very busy, and I think what we're saying today will attest to that. We do anticipate that our press release distribution frequency will increase over the next quarter as a number of in-process developments are completed. Now, just 2 days ago, I had a 5-hour meeting in Pittsburgh, Saturday, with a major sales and marketing figure that just might revolutionize our entire marketing strategy. And I want to emphasize revolutionize. Detailed proposals are being worked on and business plan being developed and will be discussed beginning this week and into next week with a goal of being implemented this quarter, the fourth quarter. I cannot expand further at this point, but rest assured that we will aggressively pursue all angles to achieve maximum results, and this includes overseas distribution as well. So we're very excited. This was something we hadn't even thought of, but this was brought to our attention. This individual flew in from the East Coast and met me at a hotel in Pittsburgh. And I'm very excited about it, but I can't discuss more because it's not publicly available at this point.
Premier Biomedical, company that we're highlighting today, you're listening to William Hartman. He's the CEO of the company. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol BIEI, and you've been listening to his multi-point plan to improve stock performance.
One particular stockholder who listens to the program bombards me daily with detailed questions and sharp criticisms when he doesn't receive answers immediately. And by the way, he has carry on, you know, et cetera, et cetera. My answer to him and to all those who do the same is that I do not answer direct questions either by email or by telephone. I'm too busy. This is a 7-day-a-week job that involves not only developing product specifications, negotiating with suppliers, contacting support activities, filling internet orders, delivering completed orders to the post office every day, trips to the bank, discussions with our attorneys and staff and board meetings, inspecting and warehousing incoming supplies, holding discussions with potential partners, radio broadcasts, quarterly update letters, et cetera, et cetera. And we issue one. We got one coming out very soon. Simply stated, I'm far too busy to answer direct questions. Besides that, I can't do it by law. Okay. We are a sub-penny stock, and I'm aware that many people would lose money if they sold their holdings today. My recommendation to them is to hold on and to see the big picture. We finally have revenue-producing products that are peaking at the perfect time. Our anti-pain products are all natural, pesticide and solvent-free, non-GMO, drug test safe, without any known side effects that relieve pain of almost all kinds. Read the unsolicited testimonies submitted by users of our products just since February of this year on our website at www.painreliefmeds.com. The current opioid crisis, where many people are dying each year, or more people are dying each year than are killed in vehicle crashes, provides us a unique opportunity, as reinforced by our product testimonies, where people have found true pain relief from spinal stenosis, polymyalgia, neuropathy, chronic pain, muscle aches, phantom pain, migraines, etc., and have ceased their use of dangerous opioid painkillers. We just need to allow the seeds of our product performance to gestate and to mature. Finally, listeners want to help, but they can help by contacting their congressional representatives to support the Industrial Hemp Farming Act of 2017. That's HR, that's House Bill 3530, introduced by James Comer of Kentucky. That's in, Act Number HR 3530 again. The goal is to exclude the association of hemp with marijuana. Google and Facebook are still banning all ads associated with hemp products, including CBD. And we've tried numerous times and repeated and threatened lawsuits for restraint of trade and everything else, but it hasn't worked. That is stopping us from achieving our advertising on these media and to stifling our potential business with mail order pharmacies. And I said in the past that we were working with one, but that's what's stopping it. So people can people have a role. They can help us get this H.R. 3530 approved, and that should break this logjam. We are continuing to work with Amazon and others, and we hope that we have, in fact, just contracted with another firm that's going to, they specialize in getting on all the social media. And I think that's going to be a very big avenue going forward. We think that we have the perfect product. Perfect product at this time. People are very, very conscious of health, very, very conscious of the dangers of opioid poisoning, and we have a product or series of products that, in fact, can help them eliminate their use of opioids. So my advice to everyone is to hang on. This is not a sprint. This is a marathon. And I think this discussion this Saturday is the most exciting thing I've had in this company for many, many years. And by the way, special thanks to the few people that I have who will work for nothing. My wife, John Borza, my wingman, my right-hand man. Without him, I couldn't do this. And my daughter, who's the CFO, keep us all legal. Now, these people all work for nothing other than stock and the promise that what we're doing and the belief that what we're doing is going to succeed in the future. My advice is to hang on.
I want to thank you for coming on the show, William. We're running out of time. Again, thank you for your multi-point plan to improve the stock performance. You said a lot today. I think you've said it all. And I'm hoping that you'll come back on the show in about 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Thank you, Everett. I'd be very happy to.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.